Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
All right, thanks, Kathy.
Preston, do you think when we skip traffic, do you think the cars just pull over to the side of the road
to wait?
They wait.
They wait.
Totally.
Because they need to know.
By the way, I want to thank Deeds and Watson. Their Real Philly Deli tour continues, and we have a couple of people at a couple of places that dropped off food this morning. Brianne Latella's in Havertown and Anna's Corner Store in East Norton. And with every hoagie made on Sarcone's bread, you don't get more Philly than Brianne and Latella's. Be sure to try the Boss with shingled Deeds and Watson Genoa salami.
Shingled.
Capicola. Provolone, imported prosciutto, and then all these other Italian meats that I don't know how to pronounce.
Fugazza bassettini?
Yeah, that.
Fugazza zaccatini.
Soprazzata.
Gabagool?
Which one is gabagool?
Capicola.
Capicola is gabagool.
Is gabagool,
Okay.
Spugazza zaccatini.
It's also got scusata zaccatini.
Spugazza zaccatini.
Lettuce, tomato, onion, oregano, salt, and pepper on top of a scooped out Sarcone's roll.
You love scooped out, Steve.
I love scooped out. These sandwiches are awesome. Support these businesses, man. Mm-hmm. They're busting their asses, but the food is sensational.
Can I plug a butt real quick here?
Yeah.
I got a butt plug to do.
I'll turn around and spread them.
This is from listener Greg Oakley. Says, hey, my best friend's mom, Laura Hopkins, recently diagnosed with brain cancer at a time when the family was already in hardship. She is a masseuse and runs a spa called Arnica and Ivy Day Spa in Flower Town. It's been hard hit by the COVID-19 shutdown. In addition to this, my best buddy's older sister recently moved back in with the family and her two children due to a bad breakup. I said, this woman is the most welcoming, caring, and sweet person. She was like a second mother to our entire friend group growing up. She used to buy us booze all the time. No, I'm kidding. I made that part up. And her house was a refuge when things weren't going so well in my personal life. They have a GoFundMe account set up. Nick, I believe you were CC'd on this email. I want to see if we have that.
I believe I got it, yeah.
Okay.
Let me just double check because I was doing one for Steve, too.
We'll make sure that's up there. And let me, you know what? You might not have been included on this, Nick.
I think he was.
Oh, no, you are. Yeah, you are on here. So if you could put that up, that would be greatly appreciated. And Steve, you sent something over for
it's for Max Fond tonight. You know, and this is obviously a very serious thing with this woman. And, but if you are, if you're a person who fancies animals and you always feel bad asking for donations because people are on hard times now. But if it is something that you're interested in, Max Fund has received a matching donation offer from Keystone Volvo, and they're being very generous. So they're going to match.
I love when companies do that, by the way.
It's just, they're just so good. Ben Stein and the people over there, Nick, you know how important it is when they do that. So right now, if you make a donation to Max Fund, they will match it. The information is on PrestonSteve.com, and this will go to TNR. So when you see cats or kittens or stuff that are out, you know, under a dumpster in the back of a place somewhere and nobody's taking care of them, Max Fund endeavors to provide funds so that they can receive medical attention and hopefully get adopted into homes and have a better life.
I originally posted it, Steve, as an eline fix program. It turns out it's a feline fix program.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't want to
eline. Yes, eline is Elon Musk's brother.
Right.
And I got this email, and this is a solicitation of advice. It says, this is from Melissa Murphy, and she said that I've lived in Key West for the last 7 years now, still religiously, podcast every day, but I need some Philly assistance as medical anything here is non-existent. She says, I need Dr. Mike's advice. You've trained me to trust no one else. Said, I'm a baker and a cook who has lost her sense of smell and taste.
Should I put the call out?
Sure. Okay. That's how we call
Mike. That's how we call him.
She said, I also have a new grandson I'd like to smell one day. She said, yes, I'm tugging all the heartstrings intentionally. This S blows. The medical staff here is a joke at best, and I need real help, even if it sparks a conversation so I can learn how people adapt. I don't know how long this will last. I can't smell a gas leak, fire, spoiled meat, even alcohol. Imagine drinking a glass of vodka thinking that it was water.
Oh, my God.
So she didn't mention COVID in the email. I don't think I read that email, Preston, and I don't think she mentioned that. Because
well, I hope
didn't.
She would get checked for it because that is a symptom.
Yeah.
Well, that's I've actually been corresponding with her, and that's the first thing I said. I'm like, okay. How long has this been going on? Because that is a major symptom of COVID. And then
is it a major symptom?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Yep. And did she get back to you?
She did. And so it's only prior to this email, it had been going on for like a day or two. So, you know, I said, well,
did she get tested?
And she was under the assumption that it would take a while for her to be able to go get a test. And Preston, you did.
You can get a test and you can get the results back. They're taking a little bit longer.
Yeah,
they say
2 to 4 days
takes more like a week.
Okay.
Maybe 8 or 9 days because there's a lot of people getting tested.
Yeah, they said now that more testing is available, there's
more people getting tested.
Yeah, bigger delays in the results coming back.
So if it says 2 to 4 days, expect a week. She should. That's what I thought. I'm not a doctor here, but I would definitely go get tested.
My God, 100%.
And it's easy. If you're having any symptom at all, you can go get a test done. The CVS does them. And so on. So, but she said, I can't smell my husband or our dogs. Not to mention, I'm Italian and Irish, and I live for family and food. I am so lost. I'm terrified and knew a little reassurance thing will be okay.
Okay, she's looking for a little direction here.
I've never asked such a thing of others, but I've never felt so hopeless, she said.
Aww.
So, Melissa Murphy. And listen, it could be that. It also could be... sometimes it just goes away.
It's called schnozitosis.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry to break this.
Schnozitosis affects, but
see,
it's temporary.
You have schnozitosis.
Schnozitosis affects over 1 million Americans every year. It renders you incapable of smelling your grandchildren.
Both my mother and my grandmother had temporary loss of taste and smell.
It does happen occasionally.
And like with my grandmother, I think it lasted for like a year or two.
Okay.
Like a lengthy time, and it eventually came back.
Oh, my aunt, hers is permanent, and she cannot taste anything. And she puts like a crap load of pepper on
just to get
everything
some
that
sensation.
She eats.
Oh, really?
So there's a little bit of something there. Yeah.
I wonder how much weight I would lose if I lost my sense of taste. Because what's the point of like eating anything delicious at that point, right? And then you just kind of eat for fuel and that's it.
That's true. Mm. Like actual flavor, enticing flavor might not be as much of a concern for you. And it might be easier to...
see if you can have it shut off.
See if you can get voluntary schnozitosis. That's an album name.
Schnozitosis.
Voluntary schnozitosis.
That was probably their mask. That was their Sergeant Pepper's.
I don't know if that'd be a... it's not a band name, but it's an album name.
Yeah.
Voluntary Schnozitosis.
Then with the release of Voluntary Schnozitosis, they set the music world on fire. I remember there when they came in with the idea for the Schnozitosis project. And I thought, yeah, let's do it.
It was the Sergeant Pepper's? I mean, it's a goofy name like that, so... RC,
I'm sniffing a hole with the...
RC from Tattoos by RC has no sense of smell.
That's how he was able to tattoo the taint here. He did not have to withstand the odor of full adult male asses.
So there are upsides and downs.
Yes.
There are.
Some people see the anus as half full.
Some.
That anus is half full. I can see it. All right. Keep that in mind.
When a sphincter closes, an anus opens.
It could be a temporary thing, but a symptom like that is definitely
COVID.
May be
it's possible
COVID related.
So sphincter and anus are two different body parts. That's not the same body part, right?
You know what? That's a good question.
Is there like an airlock
system? Separate? I think there's
sphincter, anus, and rectum. Are those all three separate things?
Are they three chambers? Yeah,
it's a law firm.
It does sound like it, doesn't it?
Not licensed in your state.
Morgan sphincter. Sphincter, anus, and rectum.
We're not puckered in your state.
Cordell.
We pissed them off.
We did. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they quit advertising with us.
I know, Casey, that there's more than one sphincter, right? So there's the sphincter that we all know and love.
Yes.
Near
no,
anus.
He's right. Yeah.
And then there's one. There's a sphincter
in your throat.
Maybe, but I know that there's one in the digestive system higher up, like at the base of your stomach.
Yeah.
Before your small intestine, something along those lines.
Yeah. Yep.
And then there is your butthole.
Right, so that would be the distinction.
Your
there it is.
I don't actually. That is an interesting thing. Those are three separates. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
What, the sphincter, anus, and butthole? Or
well, not... I believe...
wait, stop.
All right, hang on.
Sphincter, anus, and rectum are three different things?
The rectum is the end of the long intestine, right? And then the anus is the very end.
Right.
And I've, unless I'm getting this wrong, the anus is a type of a sphincter.
And those... Okay. And then the rectum is the foyer to the anus?
Here's your Venn diagram. All anuses are sphincters. Not all sphincters are anuses.
Okay. Mm.
That's what my grandmother used to say.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know. She had it stitched on a
tattooed on the wall. Yeah. With a butterfly above a vagina.
Wow. Yo.
What's that, Gum Gum? Hey, tattoo.
Wait, speaking of poop, we have a new Daily Rush video.
Of course we do.
And it's about Amber. It's called Amber Turd and Elon's Penis. Or no, it's called Amber Turd and Elon's Penis.
Penis, yes. Of course, yeah.
She pooped in the bed, and that's crossing a line for Casey and Johnny Depp. And you can watch the latest Daily Rush video now at PrestonSteve.com, sponsored by Punchline Philly, Fishtown's first comedy club, restaurant, and bar.
It was interesting to hear that was a line. A bridge too far for you was that, mm-hmm. that line. Because for me, my kryptonite is snot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I can watch loved ones be, you know, splayed. I have no problem. But snot, no, I can't do it.
It's not that it's a line as far as, like, it grosses me out. Because, listen, I've changed many diapers in my day. So it doesn't, like, gross me out like that. It, to me, it's just there is, a level of sanity that is lost when you do that as a joke,
yeah.
or as a...
It's entertainment. You're just saying it's wrong. It's wrong.
As lashing out?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
As a show of defiance?
Yeah.
Or something along those lines?
Like if Norma Rae in that famous scene had jumped up with the sign and taken a dump.
Now, right. That's crazy.
Right.
Nick,
Union. 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 Right? Union. Union. Union.
You guys remember that movie?
No, I was thinking of.
it's a very famous scene. She stands up in the middle of this workshop and holds up that all the machinery's on. She holds up a sign that says Union because they were being treated poorly
and
by her company.
She took
a crap right there on that textile machine, Steve.
It was impressive.
Uh-huh.
It was her first Oscar.
Yeah.
Nick, I'm thinking of that scene in The Sopranos, if you recall. Okay.
She misspelled it. It says onion.
No.
She was asking for onions.
I love onions. Let me turn this machine off.
No, I'm away. You want some onions? I misspelled it.
What scene in The Sopranos?
There was a scene in, I believe it was The Sopranos, and it might have been, I don't think it was Soprano's son. I think it might have been somebody else's son where he was being, like, bullied or something, and they were in the locker room, and the kids... response to whatever was going on, he
craps himself.
No, he crapped on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, he had to go under some psychiatric evaluation as a result of
that. It was the character who ended up being gay, who left Jersey to go hang out with Johnny Cakes up in Maine or wherever.
And he ends up getting killed, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, in a brutal death. Phil Leotardo kills him. But I think Phil, anyway, I don't know how we ended up down this path, but that kid does that in that scene in the gym, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right, so onions, unions, poop on the floor.
If we do the backtrack, we'll find out where we went.
Shouldn't we do that to jump rope, Casey?
Onions, union, poop on the floor. Onions, union, poop on the floor.
Right, Kat?
I'm not taking part.
No,
come on,
Kat.
Come on, jump in, Kat.
Come on, Kat.
Onions, union, poop on the floor.
No. Onions, unions, poop on the floor.
No?
No, I'm mad at you. I can't believe you're part of this.
What? No, that's a good chance. Beat up Spetafor.
My mama said that you want more.
Onions, unions, poop on the floor.
We're double dutching now.
Come on, man.
Can you double dutch, Kat?
I can't.
Me
I've
neither.
Always wanted to learn. And
okay.
I can't.
Could we try that in the studio? Because I can't do it.
Were you too afraid to jump in the middle?
I couldn't time it out right.
I can't time it. I can jump rope. I'm an amazing jump roper.
Can you do it?
You can double dutch.
Zazil, Wilzy, Bizzabilzel, Bizzabilzazach. Yes, I can double dutch.
What the hell is happening?
I don't know.
You don't remember that song?
No.
Ilzy, Wilzy, Bizzabilzel, Bizzabilzazach.
No.
Double dutch.
Oh, my gosh.
The double dutch bus. You guys don't remember that?
I do remember it, yeah.
Of course.
You
don't
remember that?
No.
Oh, I'm getting it.
We probably have.
Let's see if we can get maybe tomorrow try to do the double dutch.
Listen, I'm not going to be able to do it tomorrow. I went for my first jog in probably... Anyway, I went for my first jog in probably a year yesterday.
Yeah.
And my quads are killing me. If I tried to double dutch, you would see me cramp up immediately. I can't do it tomorrow.
And Kathy, you can't
do it? By the end of the week, I'll do
it. All right.
If you want to get the ropes in here, we can try that. We have enough room to do it in here.
I think we absolutely have enough room to do it.
I've never been taught. I don't know how to do this.
Really? Yeah. I always wanted to learn. Because I jumping rope used to be one of my main exercises. Push-ups and jump rope.
I was amazing at, like, the bar with the fake double dutch. I could do that.
The bar with
like,
the fake
double dutch? Like, if you're at a bar and you're on the dance floor and they...
And there's a fake rope?
I'm so good at that.
Yeah.
Can you do that thing where you pretend fish someone in?
Dude, I would watch, like, straight-up double dutch competitions on TV.
They're so good.
They are.
Now, I can't do any of this stuff that we're looking at, where they're doing these, you know, cross steps and stuff like that. I could just do the regular.
They're amazing.
Up and down thing.
So, okay, wait. Regular double dutch.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going one foot, like right foot, left foot, or both at the same time?
Right foot, left foot.
Okay.
Yeah. You could do, no, that you'd be hopping really, really
you'd
fast.
You'd be hopping too fast. If you were on. Got it. All right.
Yeah,
I see.
It depends on how fast the rope is going, and the cadence you use is... Onions, unions, poop on the floor. Onions, unions, poop on the floor.
Come on, Kathy.
No. Okay.
You never heard that song before, Kath?
No, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know. I don't remember.
They play it in Titanic.
Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's when they go down below.
Yeah, and the Irish people.
That's where the real party.
Yeah. I need to see that over dub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She goes up on her. On
yes!
Her
I may do that for you today, Casey. Wow. Well, it's not quite double dutch, but the NHL is getting underway. The Flyers skated yesterday.
Very cool.
They did the first part of the practice with masks on. Everybody's trying to work out how COVID is going to affect, professional sports. They try to come back into the regular, season, or not regular season, but regular play. There have been concerns and questions about how to address the lack of live fan participation. And in some cases, piped in audio clips or soundtracks from video games are being used, apparently.
I would do what the Wings do, you know, with the...
playing music all the time.
Soundtrack underneath.
You know what? Watching one of the... I don't know if it's America's Got Talent or one of those shows. Anyway, the one with Howie Mandel.
America's Got Talent.
So I watched a small bit of one of those, and they filled it out with music.
Right.
And just to have some kind of presence to make it feel not quite so awkward.
So like last night, Fallon was back in the studio for his monologue.
Oh, no kidding.
Okay, so they're going to start to fill it out, and they're going to, you know, we're getting there.
So the NHL is taking a different approach. They want to hear from hockey fans. Season ticket holders are beginning to receive correspondence from the teams asking them to get involved. Instead of all fans, they will probably be chosen because it's easy access to a database. They're going to have the ability to record and submit 30-second video and sound bites that could be included into the upcoming games. And you obviously have to watch what you're saying and also what you're wearing, too. They want, like, brands and stuff like that. But the fan-provided sounds will be heard live by players at the rinks, as well as used in the game broadcast and on NHL social media accounts.
I think that whatever is least distracting to the players, I think a lot of times players just get used to the hum and the sort of drone of a crowd.
Yeah.
So it can't be something too disrupting.
I like the idea of just listening to the skates on the ice and the slapping of the stick.
Chamber music.
Well, no, I don't need any of that stuff. One of the things that I enjoy most about being at a live hockey game are the actual sounds of the game. Do you know what I mean?
To me, it is very cool.
Yeah, hockey does get quiet at points during the game, so you can hear what's going on down on the ice.
Would you approve of an arena harpsichord player?
Ooh, it is a pretty pleasant sound. You don't hear that often. Or how about that thing that Benjamin Franklin invented with the glass?
Right.
You know that thing?
Yeah.
Not the theremin.
No, not the theremin. No. It's large pieces of glass that spin in a circle.
Ben Franklin invented the Moog synthesizer.
It's like when you go around a wine glass, make that. I'm sorry. Do that face again.
Benjamin Franklin invented that?
He did. I forgot the name of that particular instrument.
The turbine engine.
Nick will look it up in just a moment.
So he invented electricity.
No, he didn't.
He discovered
electricity.
He discovered that.
Lightning
what
is.
What are we talking about here?
Double Dutch bus.
Lightning is a form of electricity. And the double Dutch bus.
Yes, I hear that.
Anyway.
The glass harmonica. Not the harmonica, but the glass harmonica.
Yeah. And then the Iano.
Yeah, they invented the Iano and the synthesizer.
And the ums.
Mm. Yep.
All right. And
hockey.
Hockey. Thank you. So
is that an umpit you're blowing into?
Yeah. If you've ever been to like a league game, like a local team game or something like that, where there's not much of a crowd and just a few people, hockey is still an enjoyable game to watch without the crowd noise and all that stuff. I still find it exciting.
Nick and I went to a hockey match for Brad Fox. It was one of the Brad Fox charity events. It was one of the best hockey games I ever saw.
It was limited
crowd, but it was the brawls were fantastic, and it was great.
I think in all of this, all of the athletes, no matter what league they're in, they're gonna be fine. I think it's us making the big deal. Like, what are we gonna do without the noise, without the cheering? I think that they'll be fine. They'll be used to it after a week.
I think it is part of the professional sports figure to make a statement like, well, the crowd really helps us, and they, to say things like that. And I honestly secretly think that part of them want to try it out and see what it's like, maybe just without any fans there. And say,
so listen, they're professional.
They'll still focus on what they still got to make money, and their performance determines their money and contracts and so on. So, you know what? They'll be okay.
Did you see the story about with the NBA of the Instagram model who was already solicited to go inside? They had the bubble. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see how hockey does, because their training camps are going to be in their cities. Flyers are in South Jersey, and then they're going to go to Canadian cities. They're going to go to Toronto and Edmonton. The NBA is going to stay in one city, in Orlando.
Yeah.
And so to see how all of these leagues respond, MLS is in Orlando as well. By the way, just speaking about the Flyers and hockey in general, I think we're going to have JVR on Thursday. He's going to give us a call because I think the team leaves for Toronto early next week. So we want to chat with them before they take off.
Okay. That'll be cool.
So we can ask him about playing in front of very little noise.
Yeah. And if you can double dutch.
Yeah.
And if he on skates.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't doubt it, man. Some of those drills they do, they're jumping up and down like that. We're watching the footage from Titanic, the dance scene with double dutch buzz play.
Actually really funny.
It works.
I like it.
Double dutch. All right.
Dude, we're going to learn how to double dutch this week, Kath.
Yay.
That's so exciting.
Anyhow, so if you're a season ticket holder, they might ask you to record something. The league explained submissions need to be free of any possible copyright or trademark issues, and told the recipients to avoid the appearance of paintings, posters, professional photography, or any other art in the background, as well as to avoid wearing apparel that shows any brands.
So you have to be nude.
The material submitted should include expected reactions to goals being scored and can be specific for each team. So if you want to...
Yippee!
I don't know. What are some of the regulars at the Flyers game?
I mean, just the Let's Go Flyers chant.
Besides that, maybe like players' names. Is there anything going on right now?
People will chant Rue when Giroux scores. So it'll sound like a boo, but they'll go Rue, so stuff like that.
So that's what they want.
Yeah.
There was a wooing thing there for a while that, who do you call it, hated that.
Yeah, Jake Voracek hates that. And it's the Ric Flair woo and play.
Let's change it to that.
We can send it to that.
Please.
I'll send me in doing that.
I would love that.
Yeah.
of that.
I so terribly want a Philadelphia athlete to just have the last name Wilson, because there's a Fish song where everybody chants Wilson, and mm-hmm. I think that would be great inside the arena.
They do it at Seahawks games.
I know.
For Russell Wilson.
I'm so
yeah.
jealous.
I know. It's cool.
And they use the music? The
they
Fish?
Do, yeah. yeah.
Wilson?
Yeah,
it's
you
hear
like,
dun-dun, dun-dun.
Wilson!
Dun-dun.
Okay.
Dun-dun.
Are there any players named Sussudio?
Johnny Sussudio? Yeah.
Not that I've checked.
No. Be,
I don't know. There is one named Minnegata right. DeVita, but yeah. I don't know.
It's a long time for
it's I know.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.